Hello everyone and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me Sarah together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit, and we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Raw Talks podcast with me, Simba and Mark. Today we are discussing riding the dragon energy, and we will share what's going on with us, how we are managing these very interesting energies, and we're also sharing that it's the last year of retreats at the farm. Ba-ba-da-ba! That might
Monday. Maybe we released it on Monday. No, but it's a very dynamic year.
The micro, you went really soft.
Might have touched something, too much energy in motion.
How about now?
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, so last year at the farm with retreats, it's a bit of a cliffhanger to leave people with, but
no, but it makes so this is the year of absolute transformation. This is the year when dreams can come true. This is where you can have absolute quantum leaps. But it might not be in the way that you first think. I mean, we didn't have any plans on doing these kind of changes. And then, so the way that the energy works with the dragon is that it flies in and it kind of gives you a wind first. And it shows you what direction you are invited to change. And we got that wind, we got that information, we got that inspiration, and we realized that this is the truth, because this year is the year of the truth. The connection between the wood dragon and truth is that truth stems from the word, what is it? Toth? Troth?
Troth.
Troth, and that means tree. So we were looking at this uncomfortable truth and we were seeing like, all right, so what's really going on here? And we realized that we are invited to share more, expand more, share the message and the legacy wider and make us more. It's very easy for us to just stay here at the farm and just have four people at a time and, you know, this comfortable pace and, you know, living here in a little bubble. But dragon says, no, you got to expand, you got to be more visible, you got to serve more people, and you got to grow a little bit. So the whole point of this is not to close the retreat. The whole point is to expand and to serve more people. And we are so much being called to grow the academy, the trainings. People are asking for more programs, for more training programs. The TRE provider training is already such a huge success. It's changing people's lives like on such an incredible level. And there's a new cohort starting October 2024. If you want to sign up, contact Simba. But people are asking for more things. And for us to be able to develop our online presence and to be able to create more programs and to be more available, we have to be more available. We can't start a school and have back-to-back retreats. you know, so we have to close one door to open another. So we're practicing what we are preaching. This is what we're telling our students, our friends, the people who are listening all the time. You know, sometimes we got to let something go to invite something new. And it's not at all that the retreats are going away. That's not it. But in the form that they are now, that they are back to back each month, that's not going to be available. It's going to be, we're going to be more mobile. We're going to be able to serve people around the world. We're being invited to different places to host retreats. I mean, Sweden is calling us. I'm going to Sweden to host a retreat with my Swedish business partner now in April. And we're being invited to travel and to share more. And to be able to do that, we have to let go of the thing that is holding us down to one place. We have to be more free. So the retreats will still exist, but they will be less, they will be more exclusive, and they will be more in depth. And it will be like invitation or application only, and to make sure that people are a really, really good fit so we can go very deep with people. So that's the short brief of what's going on here at Living with the Spirit, in the three of us riding the dragon. I mean, it's a real thing, you know, with this energy. It just comes. I mean, we had no plans on doing this. So we are following just like you guys are. So Mark, what would you say? How's the year of the dragons been for you on a personal level? Maybe you don't need to share exactly what's going on a personal note, but like, what are you seeing with the energies? How are you? What's your recommendations of how to tame this dragon?
Well, I'm a dog in a dragon year, and the dog, if you look at the Chinese zodiac, the dog is opposite of the dragon. So for me specifically, this is the year where I would have preferred to just put my head down and hide, but the dragon just keeps roaring at me and telling me to get up and get to work and do things and not hide and not be afraid. So you know, our regular viewers might notice a lack of facial hair. I did kind of like a cleansing to rid myself of some old energies. I haven't shaved my entire face since I was 16 years old. From 16 to 42, I've always had some kind of arrangement of facial hair. So I shaved it all off, I don't know, about 10 days ago. It's kind of a little growing back, and I'm experimenting with a new look. And I think that the dragon energy is just calling me forward to, be who I'm really meant to be and not who I set myself up to be when I was 16 years old. So that's kind of like
yeah. And I mean, yeah, that's what's going on a visible level and on behind the scenes. I mean, we are all faced with the truth, you know, with our own personal truth. So we are really stepping forward, and this transformation that this year is coming to, and what, so if we look at, I mean, I've been grieving this a little bit with the retreats, I have to tell you, the last couple of days, you know, I've been like like this, but it's what's coming is also that the three of us needs to present ourselves. You talk about me being more visible, and it's about us three as people to take the next step. And I think that the people who have been working with us understand that needs to happen, because I don't know how many times per week I hear comments about Simba, about you, Mark, and towards myself, like more people need to hear this message. And you, Mark, the way that you are changing, the way that you are like absolutely going to the root of your whole being, and to become who you're supposed to be, and the way that you can work with the masculine and work with the ego, we need to present that to the world. So that's the growth that's going to happen, because we can spend more time on ourselves and on the next step. So you will be having your own courses and your own programs with specializing in what you're doing. So yeah. What is it that you're going to specialize in?
Well, over the past year or so, I've been using EFT as a modality to help me work through my personal issues and with clients. And we've kind of established a protocol which helps people to break through the barriers of their ego, not by directly attacking the ego, but by looking at all of the little tentacles of the ego and working with those using EFT. And so we've developed a really amazing practice that has helped so many people. But like you said, you know, right now we're just kind of doing it in small containers here at the farm, a few times here online. So we want to turn that into an offering that's available to anyone over like a series of online courses or live seminars.
Mm. Yeah. So what we're really doing is to create availability for people to work with the mind and the identity and the ego dismantling on a much larger scale, and using different somatic practices doing that, but making that offer, you know, accessible. You don't have to come here to the farm to do that. So we are packaging your services in a completely new way, and the same thing we're doing for Simba, the Simba, the nervous system expert and somatic release, I don't say magician. How are you riding the energies?
I mean, I really like the discussion as is unveiling now here, and yeah, you can't keep a dragon in a garden, right? Like in your back door, when you have a dragon.
It's not a pet.
It's not a pet. You need to ride it, right? It needs to get out. It needs to ride. And I think that was the main thing. I was feeling the same as you. I was like, oh, the retreats. But it's not like we're not going to do the retreats. It's just a different form. I mean, people have asked us to do online retreats as well. Like that you can do like a weekend retreat. Instead of you leaving, you have a virtual retreat. We tell you what food to get, what things to do, and you show up and we do like a online retreat. So there's so many cool ideas in the academy. People are asking for so much more trainings, products. And I personally, I mean, I tell you all the time, Sarah, and to you too, Mark, there's so many things that I trained and that I know how to do that I know can help people, and I don't have the time to do it. I keep them alive in myself with practices on myself, but there's so many things that I'm still not doing with people that I know can make a big difference and teach people to work with others to make a difference in their lives, whether they're practitioners or aspiring to be a practitioners, or just want to have a good life and be able to serve your community and your family and be a pillar of grounding and strength and embody yourself. And it's can't do it all, right? Like I have to let go of something to take the next step. And we talked about that prior coming onto the podcast, not to go through a whole story, but that's how the whole journey has been. We came to Thailand with one idea, morphed into something else, morphed into something else. Okay, now we're set. Now we're going to do, okay, this is what we're going to do. COVID, okay, time to morph. Next one, then we found the farm. So it's just a natural process when I look at the company name, Living with the Spirit, following, you know, what gets to us, and to explore and to expand and really take those steps. And it can be scary, sure, at times, but that's really the year. You know, this is the year of what is it that you truly want to do? Mm. And I really feel that the dragon does not allow you not to do what you're meant to do this year. That's why I'm seeing so many collisions, both for myself, not necessarily with people, but things that haven't been worked through, challenges. I mean, I had old fears coming up, old anxieties from when I was 5, 6 surfacing, and I'm really looking at it like, what a blessing. Things are just coming up in a very different shape and form. So just like you said, Sarah, it's for us to really embrace that as we teach for others and say, okay, well, we're guided into this path. Let's take that leap and let's take people with us because it's fun, it's very rewarding, and we're being called to do so.
Yeah. I mean, when we started working together, Mark, when you first came to the farm and I was taking you through like your intention statements and, you know, all of these, like your purpose statements and what you, because you come from education, you've been in professional education, you know, yeah, vice president in a big company and, you know, like, and what you told me then is like, my dream is to start a school. I'm gonna have a school.
Yeah.
And then that fell away and you left that job and then you became, you wanted to work with us full time and to become a practitioner. And you've been, I mean, you've been training with us it's like 4.5 years now. And, and now the school is coming, you know, but it's not the school that we thought it was going to be. It's a self-healing academy that is building the legacy, and living with the spirit is like my first step. So I've been putting all my juice into living with the spirit, and that, but learning how to heal yourself is just the first step. So it's like living with the spirit is the first full cycle, and now when that's kind of I'm not going to say we fully figured it out, but I will say that we figured it out. And then we want to train people in how to do that, because the people who are studying with us, they are practitioners, they are healers, they want to serve. And then we need to offer that on a wider basis. And I mean, Simba, you've told me for years when I ask you, what is it that you really want to do? And then you say, I want to teach. So, I mean, it's like right there, you have the purpose from the both of you. And when you look at the dragon, then if the dragon comes in and says, all right, y'all rally up. So what do you want to do, guys? And then we sit here and like think that things are going to go slower and we're going to have more time. And, you know, we just opened. You know, for me, it feels like the retreats today just opened, you know. It's just, we're approaching our third year. So it's like, it is aligned with what we actually want to do. So it's so cool. And what is it that you want to focus on, Simba? If you could choose, now we will be doing the retreats for a while, but what is it that you dream of? What is it that you see in your pipeline and your vision?
Yeah, a full range of different services, like both for yourself, personal development that you can go in. You don't have to become a practitioner, but there is tools and different fun trajectories and paths you can take for self-exploration within nervous system, within energy work, within allowing your body to become a natural healer. There's so many different ways that you can start to take your own health back into your own hands and not always giving away to other people, or same as with triggers. You know, the triggers are so strong because people's nervous system are stressed out because of the last couple of years' events and everything that's been going on, which is very understandable. And that's really what I have been experiencing a large part of my life. So I feel it's really a legacy to be able to share that with people, that there is another way. I'm not saying you're doing wrong. I'm just saying there is another way. And for me, that just opened up so many opportunities when I started to see that and embrace it and feel it. Gave my nervous system a new reference point. So that is really something I want to share with people, that there is options, opportunities, different ways to navigate life. That's not religious or not political. That simply is listening to yourself. You don't have to go into a dogma. It's practical practices that work. So that I want to spread. And then I also want to spread the embodiment and the nervous system and how that ties in with any other work you do with other people. You know, whether you're a counselor or your body worker or yoga teacher or massage therapist or osteopath or psychologist, you know, whatever field you're in, this is a way that I see is quite new to work with people and to work with yourself. And it's so practical. And it makes people feel safe.
Yeah.
And it gives them a language instead of calling yourself weird or misfit or anything like that. It just gives you a narrative and a language of who am I and why is this happening and how can I honor that? And by honoring that, how can I allow others to become more authentic themselves?
Yeah.
So that's really why I'm really eager to share with people, you know, a way for a professional trajectory, a personal transformational trajectory. And no one's a beginner when you come, whether if you've done this work or not. We all have a practice. It's how you can continue to build on your existing practice, or if you want to let go of your existing practice and embrace something new. So energy work, definitely. Reiki, the TRE, as I mentioned, is something I want to continue working a lot with. How to bring the nervous system knowledge into EFT, to cranial relaxation technique, or into body work, because it's very profound. And then we'll see where it goes from there. I don't know much further.
Yeah, so there's so many aspects that, I mean, the knowledge that we, because, you know, this is a result of us working nonstop for 8 years with nothing else but this. It's like we've been on 3 vacations. We hardly leave the farm. We only work on ourselves and with people. And there's so much knowledge. There's so much knowledge, and people come here and like, wow, what are you doing? You know, and it's starting to become, because we're moving so fast and so deep and have this in-depth knowledge that we have to kind of stop the pace a little bit and allow the world kind of to catch up. So we have to, you know, we have to take bits and pieces and make it available for people to, it's almost like Legos, you know, we have so many pieces now. So when people come to the farm, of course, it's like the most profound experience ever. But there's so many other steps that people can do before they show up so that they can go even deeper, that they are even more ready. It can be more specified, you know, it's like all of that. So we have to create space for ourselves to create like more self-paced courses, more self-paced courses, like the foundational information that people are asking us for when they come here and what we share in the mentorship programs and stuff, so that we can be more specialized when we actually work one-on-one with people. There's so much fundamental knowledge that we can serve, so we are more accessible. And then also, I mean, Simba is creating his own voice and his own brand, and I mean, everything that we do is springing from the same source. It's the core is the living with the spirit, but now it's we are creating our own voices and our own specialities, and it's spreading. It's becoming more wide, and for myself, I will focus so much on what happens after you kind of heal yourself, the manifestation part. What do I want to become? Who do I want to be? What's possible? You know, just letting go of limiting beliefs and really showing people that you can manifest anything that you want in your life, and that, you know, anything is possible. And there's even more exciting changes for us coming later this year that we will share about later on. But you know, things are, we're really seeing the fruits of our own work. And we just get such a huge, it's like the dragon comes and just whiffs his wing or tail and just shoots us into the next trajectory. And like, you can't sit here and just keep all of this knowledge by yourself. You have to show people. You have to step out there and share and inspire. And I mean, my personal purpose here in this world is to help the planet come into the golden ages. And I can't do that by sitting here in my comfort zone serving 4 people at a time. I mean, that's just it's just not really possible. You know, we have to expand and show people that, you know, that there's so many possibilities out there. So it's like we all built Living with the Spirit, and now we can take it to the next level. And yeah, it's a definitely very much exciting times ahead.
Most definitely is. I mean, there is so many different trajectories and paths to go, and we're getting so many invitations from different places, and updates coming later this year, you know, regarding the business itself and what we're doing. So yeah, we could do a whole nother episode on just that alone with all the changes and what that means personally and professionally. And yeah, it's an awesome year, and really happy for the changes, right? Like I had not seen this trajectory when I got to Thailand in the first place, right? I did not see this trajectory at all. And coming from a Western, you know, especially Sweden, we're quite structured. We have our checklists and so on. That's kind of the way we're raised. It's a very different journey to start really listening, and not just listening when it comes to what am I going to eat today? Oh, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to wear a yellow shirt or a brown shirt. No, the choices with what nourishes me, what sustains me, what I'm able to pay my bills and take care and support myself and my loved one and my staff, to actually have that kind of trust and to work from that place. And yeah, it is scary. Definitely, it is scary, but it's also growing. It's expansive. And that's what I really like about this whole journey and this year, that, yeah, it has challenged me all the way on the line. But every time there is a big change like this, I feel less, you know, less anxiety, less fear. You know, sure, I feel that little, ooh, here we go. Something else is coming. But it doesn't rattle me to the core like it used to. Like, I have to have my safety. I have to have this and this. Because there is a fundamental safety and trust in myself, in us, in what we're doing, and why we're here.
I mean, the opposite energy of the dragon is the doubt. And I feel like we are having less and less doubt. We, when the dragon comes, we go like, holy shit.
The microphone went out again, Sarah.
Okay. Yeah, so what are you feeling with these changes, Mark? How are you receiving them?
Well, like you mentioned earlier, you know, living with the spirit, you know, to really truly live with the spirit, you have to let go of your own agenda and your own plans, and follow spirit's plans and be open and receptive to receiving those. And I think this is just another example of that happening. And we are open and receptive to following that energy and not stuck in the formation of our old ways of thinking. So even though we set this plan to have these retreats and have this 3-week structure, and you know, everything was fine about it, but now the winds are changing. And so, you know, one way is to be stuck in that and try to fight it, but the other way is just to let go and open up for new energies to shift, new opportunities to arise, and for us to do some really cool new stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's about trusting it, right? It's about, like, I mean, doubt. If you have doubt, then you're not really trusting. And so much of the ascension process in itself to heal and become whoever you feel like you are supposed to be, and to live your purpose, and to become, you know, personally, emotionally, financially free. You know, you have to let go of the doubt and believe that it's absolutely possible, you know. And for us, I think that we've been in this game long enough now to be, I mean, I was a skeptic for a long time. I mean, I've shared this a lot lately, that there was like 5-7% of skepticism left until, you know, not that long ago. And then I had a couple of experiences that I don't even remember what it was anymore. And then, you know, they were just absolutely squashed. And that's when the doubt disappears and the fear also disappears. Of course, you know, when these big changes and this, it's just so much energy in motion. And but it forces, but on a personal level, it forces me to let go of control. And it forces me to let go of the fear and the doubt. And just the only option I have is to create, you know, first I feel like, oh, more, it's like just more things to do. And you know, shifting the mindset really fast. And the dragon is about, you know, taking the opportunity super quickly. My strategy has been to take it a bit slower. So it's super uncomfortable. But the faster I can shift the energy from doubt and hesitance, I don't have doubt, but it's more like till all right, let go, you know, like I'm gonna ride the roller coaster, so I might get front seat, you know. It's just either I'm doing it or I don't, and just changing the energy to what Eric calls this spring energy. I mean, it can be spring as in, you know, new opportunities and new flowers blooming, but it's also this spring in your step. So it's like you could either ride the dragon and be absolute shit scared and just hide, or you just, okay, let's go. Mark?
Yeah, that's definitely the attitude that I'm taking, is to, you know, spring into action, spring into the growth, not hide. Because hiding has kind of been a difficult thing for me, or, you know, a pattern.
Yeah.
So this energy is really, you know, part of the shaving was to unmask and not hide anymore.
I mean, dragons can't really hide, right? What is a dragon do? I mean, you know, slowly walking, you know, being one with the background. I mean, it's just not possible, you know. And Eric said, you know, what's the saddest thing that you can see? Yeah, it's a dragon with self-doubt. You know, it's just like, come on, dude. And we have to realize we are all dragons. Even you, if you're the dog energy and the dragon is the opposite. No, that's not true. You know, I mean, it's true because you will have a different year, maybe like a... maybe not the most comfortable year. I mean, not to say that our year has started comfortable. So, I mean, but it's not a race, but you know, it's about, we have this dragon energy inside of us, all of us. And it's about an attitude, and it's about a mindset and aligning with the energies. And if you're listening to this and you feel like, tell me more about the dragon energy. I mean, on our YouTube, there's a masterclass that me and Mark hosted. Or were you in there too, Simba? No, it was just you and me. But it's yep. It's available on YouTube, and it's been such a, people love it. People are watching it over and over and over again. So in that masterclass, you can get the foundations of what this year is about and the energies that we are navigating. And we also talk about that the wood energy is the liver energy, and it's the truth energy. So there's also a lot of dynamic energy, you know, emotions flying left and right, accountability, no accountability, you know, like that's the split, the year of the truth. We see that, you know, some people are going to go one way and some people are going to go another way. And that's where also, like, this, it's this Velcro, you know, you get to separate. And, yeah. You know, it's like when you rip off a Band-Aid, that's not always comfortable. But if you play this game right, if you follow the energies and you learn how to navigate it, it can be the most transformational year in your life. And that's what we're planning to do. We're going all in, so to speak.
Yeah. So yeah. If those people who are planning to do a retreat, they were hoping to come in and hang out with us.
Yeah. There's still time.
This is not the end, right? There's still time. So what's the deal? What opportunities are available for people who still want to squeeze in a retreat before we stop offering them?
Before we close shop. All the dates are up on the website. The only month, so we start one time per month. It's a 21-day program. It's very deep. It's absolute transformational. We're also seeing a shift in supporting them. I mean, we had an idea that we're just going to work with women. And the second we mentioned that, Spirit just came in and like, what are you talking about? Like, no. And so we're being more and more called to serving the balanced masculine, the yang energies, and to really help people, you know, come back to their core. And that's also where you are being pulled into working, Mark, with your expertise and your sword fighting. And January, we had our first men's retreat, and that was absolute out of the park success. Yeah, it was just such a incredible experience. So we're having another men's retreat in May, and depending on the demand, we might have one more next year. Next year, later this year. And there might be themed retreats. We might do a couples retreat because we're also working with couples, and we're having extraordinary results. I mean, absolute extraordinary results. And we also have our Sacred Union relationship course. So we're kind of building on the things that we already have and specializing. But the point is, we might also do a retreat in December, since we usually closed in December. But if it's the last year, we might didn't run this by you guys, but maybe you feel this is depends on the demand. But we will run one retreat per month. The dates are on the website. And if you're interested in coming, if you feel like, wow, I was planning to come next year or, you know, later, I thought I had more time, just reach out to us and we can see where you fit in best. I mean, sign the spots. People are signing up already. So there are spots left, but they are ticking. So if this is, if you felt like I am going to the farm, this is the time to reach out and see how we can do that for you.
And this is the year. Then this is the year to do it. Like we said, we have a start every month. May is the men's retreat, and we'll most likely do different themed retreats. We don't plan them too much these days. They come to us. The demand comes to us, and then we work with that energy and create retreats. And also we'll gradually do retreats in other places as well. We're called to do that, virtual retreats, as we mentioned. So a lot of things coming down the pipeline. And we also have our online mentorship where people are working and getting extraordinary results from if they're not able to come here. So just know that that's available too. If you feel like, oh, I would really like to do this, but I don't know, 3 weeks, I can't take off, or, you know, whatever life situation looks like, we also have a fit for that with the online mentorship where we teach weekly group sessions and monthly one-on-one sessions as well.
Yep. So if you have any inquiries, let us know. Reach out for any questions, or if you need a consultation, what's my best option? Just reach out. You can read all about it on livingwiththespirit.com. If you want to follow my journey as I'm, you know, I'm clicking on the exit button in the pilot seat and just jumping out with my parachute, launching my own brand and just fully working on the visibility and just becoming and finding my own voice and my own truth and, you know, learning all about manifestation. You can follow me on my personal pages, and same with Mark, who's stepping out in his fully masculine and talking about this ego dismantling and finding yourself back to the masculine core, and you know, being that balanced human being. It's so cool to see your journey and to see how people are working with you, and you're really finding your niche. And Simba, you easiest is to add him on his personal Facebook and follow his stories and what he's sharing. And that's like outside.
I'll share some more on Instagram too as well. I love those stuff.
Living with the Spirit Instagram. Yep. So you will be seeing more of us, and hope we will be seeing more of you. And we would love to have you on this ride, because we know that you can create anything that you want in your life. We found the recipe and we're ready to share. We know the soup is both tasty and nutritious. So come have some. And have a beautiful day. Lots of love, and talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.